Carrie's Couch. Carrie's Couch.
I've got Kanya with me today. Kanya's the author of It's Not Inside, It's On Top, Memorable Moments in South African Advertising. So this advertising, the looking at the South African adverts, why is this where you chose to go?
I think what interests me about TV adverts and these particular TV adverts that I chose is that they really occupied a particular place in our history. And I think if you look at South Africa, we got television, you know, comparatively late.
Yes.
And so I think, you know, there was a way in which we watched adverts. I think we watched adverts very closely. And I think adverts occupied a certain place in our everyday lives because this experience of watching television was so new. And I think because it was such a new medium, people were experimenting and doing creative things, which resulted in better ads. And like you mentioned, these adverts existed in tandem with our everyday lives, you know. So I thought this is an opportunity for me to use nostalgia, something that people love to indulge in, kind of tell a story about our history, to shed light on things that we may not have thought about, to really delve into the social aspects of our country, the cultural aspects, the political aspects, in a way that felt accessible, but also critical.
Well, this is the thing, Kanya, because I was born in the 80s, so I was very much around for apartheid. That said, I was young, you know, I didn't understand what was going on, but now I totally do have memories of the first person of color in my school and my gogo, you know, not being able to come to the park with me. And I didn't understand. Looking at some of the ads and as you describe them, I mean, from the, I think it's right in the front is the VW ad in Uitenhage. I was quite shocked and appalled. And I don't want to give everything away because I really feel like everyone needs to read this book. It's Not Inside, It's On Top, Memorable Moments in South African Advertising. That I kind of feel a little bit like the wool has been pulled over my eyes. You know, these moments I just saw as quirky, funny. Was it the Vodacom guy with the Yebo Gogo? All of these that were just fun. And then when reading your take on these and understanding a little bit more behind it, I'm almost a little bit embarrassed. Am I reading it wrong?
I mean, I think what I wanted to do was complicate nostalgia. I think it's easy to sort of be embarrassed about not seeing things in a particular way. But, you know, we also have to understand the country was relatively new. Or when the VW ad came out, for example, there was a sense of wanting to be ahead of the curve, you know, to anticipate the changes that were inevitable at the time. So in some ways, it was impossible to see exactly what was happening behind the scenes. The VW ad, for example, it's difficult to sort of see that the ad that they produced was co-opting some of the protests that were happening at the Uitenhage plant.
Yeah.
So you won't know all those things by watching the ad, which is why I love cultural criticism and I love being able to pick these adverts apart because it offers an opportunity, not just for the reader, but for me to disrupt some of the things that I had taken for granted. I had to reconsider even as I was writing the book. So, you know, it's a really wonderful process where you kind of get to really challenge yourself and things that you thought through adverts that you liked or you thought were saying something when in actual fact they were saying something else.
Well, Kanya, I'm so grateful that you came and joined me on Kiri's Couch. Really, such a lovely trip down memory lane and very informative. It's Not Inside, It's On Top, Memorable Moments in South African Advertising by Kanya Mtshali. Where can we find your book?
Exclusive books mainly. There are some copies at CNA.
Brilliant. And online anywhere?
You can get it via Kindle.
Kanya, thank you again so much. And we look forward to your next book. You let us know when you decide to put yourself through all that pain again, okay?
Oh my goodness. I will do. But thank you so much for having me, Kiri.
Thank you so much, Kanya.